Welcome back, my friends. Chef at a Fat Man Live at Cook's Warehouse in Fashion Police Cobb, the home of great culinary classes, schools, and just a great place to come and play in the kitchen because they have every kitchen gadget known to man, things you haven't even believed could be in existence. You will find here at Cook's Warehouse. We are here with Eugenia Bone. She is an author. She is an awesome lady. She is a mycologist. For those of you who wonder what her degree is in hair or in makeup, it is mushrooms. Okay, not to be confused with a cosmetologist.
You're the only one that thinks that.
Well, that's because you're from the left coast, where mycologists romp through the fields all day long looking for mushrooms. Doesn't happen here in up in the north.
Yes,
but anyway.
Yes, it does, actually.
Yeah, well, it does. Actually, some of the greatest
good mushrooms.
Mushroom minds are right here in Atlanta, Georgia. But anyway, Eugenia, welcome. Your book,
Thank you.
Kitchen Ecosystem, has been a tremendous success. It is really so much more than just a cookbook, and that's where you get the value. Not only is the price, you put a lot. The addendum is worth the price of the book.
I know, and I send that for free.
Yes.
You just have to, like, let me know.
Yeah.
And I'll email it to you.
Wow.
Why not?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the book, can I just recap what
yes.
we've got going here?
Yes.
Because we've got the mussels now on the heat.
Yeah.
And let's recap what went in there. We started out with the fennel, the anise, the bell pepper, the fennel, the bell pepper, the celery, all sort of on a fine dice. We've got parsley, cilantro, oregano, garlic, some, you could use a red Italian hot pepper or something along those lines. Half of a lemon. Now, did you squeeze the lemon in there, or is the lemon itself in there?
The whole thing is in there.
The whole thing's in there. Okay,
you squeezed it too, correct?
I gave it a little squeeze.
Yeah,
but you don't
it was
to.
A happy lemon.
And a bay leaf for two.
It was a
two.
Very cute lemon.
Yes. I love that.
Bay leaf for two, some salt, pepper.
Yeah.
And then the important stuff, the mussels go in. And the mussels, tell us what you're looking for with the mussels to make sure that they're in good shape.
Right. So I picked through them because if they're open, sometimes they're open just because they're gasping. And so you can give them a little squeeze and they'll close up again. But if they're open because they're dead, you should remove them because you don't want to eat a dead, you don't want to cook a dead mussel.
Absolutely. And that can lead to real problems. So
yes, it can, especially if you're in a restaurant.
So give it a squeeze, see if it closes back up. It should take it half a second
to
close back up, but if not, toss it. All right,
yeah.
So that goes in there.
If you dump in the mussels on top of all those chopped stuff.
4 or 5 pounds worth, half a bottle of white wine.
Yeah.
Make sure you drink the other half just to make sure that
we have.
Make sure that it's in good shape. And then about 2 cups of water or so.
Yes, yes. But you could also use a stock if you had some vegetable stock, even if you had chicken stock. I mean, you know.
Why not? Sure.
Why not?
Absolutely.
And then in terms of those greens, all right, we did fennel, pepper, celery, parsley or cilantro, oregano. But you could use, instead of the garlic, you could use you could use shallots. If you wanted to do red pepper instead of green pepper, you can, like a bell pepper. You just need a sweet pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that, it's like flax. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to put leeks in there, you just have to chop them up nice and small. It's sort of that kind of thing. Just imagine a nice kind of green melange of fresh, savory type.
And
you could put carrots in there.
You could even use some of the traditional things that were actually in the first, like Oysters Rockefeller, if you think of chervil, marjoram, things like that.
Yeah. Totally. Or you could do dill.
They grow easily in your herb garden, and people are like, what do I do with shrivel? Well, here you go.
The main thing is to think of, you need to steam mussels, you need a steaming liquid. In this case, it's wine and water and mussels. Anything beyond that is just, what you're bringing to the dance. It's accessories.
There you go.
Flavor accessories.
Now, we've got this running at a boil right now. This is going to
it's boiling?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So it's covered, right? We brought it to a boil, and we're going to let it stay covered and boiling, and it just takes about, 8 minutes or so.
So by the end of the segment, we should be in good shape.
Oh, you can smell it now.
Yeah. Now, we're at a boil so quickly because we're in Cook's Warehouse here, one of their induction burners.
And I tell you, those things are amazing.
It's crazy.
It's like just instant?
It's, yeah.
I've never been on one of these before. It's like a Cadillac,
I'm a gas purist normally. Until we've started using them, especially on the road, you can maintain temperature precisely. You can dial in an exact temperature. You can
when you need to drop the temperature, you can take it from a boil to a simmer in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh my.
You can boil cold water. You can take a a gallon of cold water, and in less than 10 minutes, it'll be rocking boiling.
And you can touch the surface. And
My, it's cool. It's almost cool.
And the handle, feel the handles on the pan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, so the magnetic surface.
It's a little costly, this thing, right?
Well, you know what? You can actually get some of these in portable form.
That we have.
Surprisingly cheap.
Oh, yeah?
For between $59 and $99.
No way.
Piece.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I've got two at the house. Okay.
And it'll go. So just hit minus there.
Okay.
We can reduce it down.
Yeah, because it's boiling hard now. I mean, look. It's only been, just while we're gabbing, the muscles have opened. And it has a fantastic, muscly, winey, herby smell.
Yeah.
And at this point, you could take it off and, you know, serve up a bowl of the mussels. You can let them cool, take them out of the shell, serve them with a little mayonnaise, maybe, or how about ranch dressing?
Oh, yes, of course.
May I just try to reach out there?
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate you reach out.
You said that for his benefit. I get it.
But it's a great way to make a nice, moist muscle. I think we can turn it off, in fact.
Okay.
Off. Fabulous. And
look how it just stops. Stops.
Everything just stops. So the mussel, you can take the meat out and you can put it in the fridge. You could do curried mussels. You know, there's all kinds of cool mussel mm-hmm. salads. Or you can do a steamed mussel dinner. And so you just put some of the broth in the bottom of a bowl, cover it with the mussels, give them a nice piece of crusty bread, and they'll go crazy. But you're going to have a lot of leftover broth or stock.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to make tomorrow's dinner with. Right now.
Okay, perfect.
Let's do it.
So, should we drain this off? Or
we should. We should.
Boy, those muscles look good. I mean,
simple, right? Bang, dinner.
And that's the beautiful thing, not only induction cooking, but that's a beautiful thing about the book and the things that you teach in the book. A lot of substitute ingredients. It opens up your mind. It allows for the creativity of culinary. It's great to use. I like to take a recipe one time and go through it, the original recipe. And then I try to look at it. How much better can I get it to the taste that I want to get it to?
Got it.
Do you want to handle this? This is a man's job.
There you go.
You lift that big old pot.
But what it does do, though, is it does allow... you try it first to see what the chef or the recipe person was trying to get through. And then... You go the second time, you add your things to make it your recipe or something that you would like.
Right. You do substitutions all based on what? On your region?
Yep.
On your, like, you know, maybe your ethnicity, if you're into German food Argentinian or Italian, or your health stuff, you know, are you trying to lose weight? Or are you diabetic? You know, all those things would matter. Also your ethics. Are you vegetarian? Are you vegan? You know. And your region, what's available in your place? I mean, that's key to being realistic about the food you eat. You know, you got to eat from your region if you're going to eat well.
That's true.
And you're in a great place here in Georgia because you have a fabulous food culture and a historic one, too.
Yes. Some great fried foods. I mean, my chicken is just... So good. Fried okra. I mean, all the brown foods that we have down here in the South that Chef Eric likes to kid me about, absolutely outstanding. Macaroni and cheese. I mean, the real staples of the culinary scene in the South.
I had boiled peanuts for the first time yesterday.
What'd you think?
I love them.
Yes.
I love
them. When they're good, they're good. When they're not, you got to get them if they haven't been through the fourth or fifth boiling.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's the case of everything.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So, now your first cookbook, let's go back to your first cookbook, because you have several, a number of them. But the first cookbook was really an experiment with living and cooking for your area.
That's so right. Wow, that's really insightful of you. I was a New York food writer. And my husband went through, well, he was like in that midlife time, and he kind of wanted to get back to his roots in Colorado. So he went on a fishing trip in this little valley in Colorado, and he came back and he said, Gina, I want to buy a ranch in Colorado. And I was like, you go ahead, honey. You just get that done. And I thought, for sure, how many women's husbands go fishing in Colorado and come back and say, I want to get a ranch? And their wives say, yeah, right. But he did. In fact, he bought the place, and I signed the papers for it, never having seen it. And then I had to wait 9 months before he thought it would be okay, because it turned out to be a humongous dump. But over time, it, you know, we've worked on it, and I got so turned on to the foods of this little valley in Colorado. And that became the window by which I got to know my neighbors and the place I was at, because I had never been higher altitude than the Windows of the World restaurant in the World Trade Center before that.
You know? Yes. Yes. But, of course,
I was a New York girl.
You have been. You have never been higher than you have been in Colorado as of the last 6 months.
Oh, I should have seen that coming.
Yeah,
anyway, my friends, when we come back, we're going to have more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life. No one celebrates a good life like chef author Eugenia Bone, her book, The Kitchen Ecosystem, baby.